Wenn ich da in den Raum rausschaue, dann sind die Gauss-Jungs alle auch schon am Start. Ich hoffe mal, die haben da ein bisschen Zeug mitgebracht. Das ganze Studio schnell aufgezügelt und jetzt höre ich mal, wie sie drauf sind. Hi, guys!
Hi.
How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Very good to have you here. That's a pleasure. With so much gear. That's
yeah,
cool.
We thought we'd invade your studio.
Well, I mean, you could bring your microcork and it's worth more than the rest of our studio equipment. So that's cool.
Yeah. We can leave it here.
Yeah. Guys, we're going to hear music from you in a minute or two. But first, we have to talk about you guys. First,
okay.
Of course. And ich würde gerne wissen, ja, Ihren Werdegang für alle die da draussen, die noch nicht kennen. Gauss, founded in the year 2000 in Belgium, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We started to play together in the year 2000 and we released our first album in 2006. It was called Bring It On.
Bring It On. And you had a single hit before, is that right, as well? Or was that on the album?
Yeah, you're probably talking about the song Audience.
Yeah.
Audience was indeed a single previous to the album. And it was kind of a small success. So it landed as like an extra track on our debut album.
Okay.
Because maybe that's the song where it all started with.
But that was the whole album or just the track was produced by Theo Miller of Placebo, is that right?
Ah, yeah. It was just that song, Audience.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the rest of the album of Bring It On, it was self-produced. We tried to work with other people, like people...
who we can't mention anymore.
But it didn't work out. We ended up playing... Gran Turismo during a week instead of working in a studio.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was self-produced and we learned a lot by doing that, and that's how we got in the. Yeah.
And by doing it yourself as well.
Yeah, that's I think how we created our own sound by finding solutions, and then you come up with creative solutions and it makes you you end up with a personal sound.
Somebody told me that you started as an AC/DC cover band. Is that true?
Who was that?
A jerk? No, I don't know. But I was like, okay, this is something I have to know.
Well, as a young band, you go through different phases. And one of those phases was AC/DC. We covered one song. And then the rest of our repertoire just sounded like AC/DC.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, ihr habt es gehört. Gauss ist für das erste Album im 06 noch bei Leute unter Vertrag, was ich relativ schnell mal nicht mehr so können und nicht mehr so verstanden, was geht. Und darum dann alles selber gemacht. Ich habe sie dann noch darauf angesprochen, was ich gefunden habe. Beim Selbermachen entwickelt man auch besser eigenen Sound. Ob das stimmt, dass sie mit AC/DC Covers angefangen haben, gefunden, ja. Sie haben einen Song gemacht und dann hat der Rest ein bisschen so getönt. Aber ich glaube, ich habe gespürt, auf diese Kapitel gehen wir nicht mehr zu fest ein. Guys, I would say you hit it for once now, like a track from the new album. It's called What You Need, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Und für das, die das wissen, am 6. November spielen sie in unserer Stadt, just announcing a new concert in town, like in about a month.
Yeah.
There will be several other shows in Switzerland as well, like Friday 4th in Lucerne, mm-hmm. Das ihr Schür, Saturday 5th in Usine, Geneva. So cool. Yeah. Guys.
We already found a good restaurant here in town, so.
Ah, where have you been?
We went to the Kung Fu Burger.
Ah, cool.
It was really nice.
Good folks, they're running a club. Which is called Bonsoir, right behind the restaurant.
Oh,
perhaps
no.
You're going to see it if you're back for the concert in November.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
But it looks like a really pretty town, so
yeah.
As it's our last show of that Swiss tour, I think we're going to hang out here.
You have to. You have to, definitely. Guys, what's the song we're going to hear first?
You can choose between What You Need and Call Me.
So Call Me.
No, it, okay, it will be what you need, because yeah, Dave has picked up his guitar.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So. That's easy. 95,6 am Mittwochmorgen, das ist Goose. Live im Studio. Very, very nice to have you here. Live in Studio hier auf 95,6 am Mittwochmorgen. Wir sind noch bis 11 Uhr für euch da. Thanks a lot. Nice.
Yeah, that was kind of special. Especially when you know how we sound live. It's like 300% more noise.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like the first time we do this. We go to radios and play this kind of versions. So yeah, we picked up two acoustic guitars and a synthesizer, and normally we go on the road with drums, guitars, synthesizers, and we sound a bit different.
Yeah, I was like coming to this point of view of you being in fact an incredible live band, and you consider yourself a dance band on stage.
Mm-hmm. Dance band, that's a good word.
Because it's just like, gonna translate that for the folks out here. Sie hat gesagt, das ist das erste Mal, wo sie eigentlich unplugged die Sachen spielen im Radio oder sonst, weil sie eigentlich auf der Bühne feichle abgehen und eine Dance band sind, sozusagen. Es ist viel Synthi, es ist viel, es geht feichle ab und wegen dem sind sie auch an Festivals natürlich gebig. Da geht's nicht um ein Stück. I mean, I think you're pretty much the opposite of a one-hit wonder band. Could
yeah,
I say that?
We're a multi-hit wonder band.
That's a compliment.
Yeah, I mean, like, the live shows are a dance party.
Yeah. Yeah, we like to have fun on stage. And that's the main reason why we make albums, to go on the road and play live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the core of it, I would say. Otherwise, you... There's no point of doing it.
No. It's called the entertainment business. So we like to entertain people when we play.
So, coming to your new album, What You Need, there is a lot of tracks on it which also are made to be played live.
Mm-hmm.
There were some critics which, were not that amused about the lyrics on it. What do you think on that? You don't give a fuck about bad critics concerning your lyrics, or is it for you like it comes with a song and has to be on? Or is it more like that you want to give something on the way with the lyrics as well?
It depends what you expect from music. That's the whole thing with people reviewing your album. That you don't know where they come from, and you don't know what their interest is or what they are looking in for in music. If you're expecting lyrics that sound like poetry, and if you're a big fan of Bob Dylan and Leonard Cohen, yeah, I can imagine you won't find what you need in our lyrics. If you're looking for something fresh, young, sexy, and interesting, that's where you want to be and listen to what you need.
Wunderschön, I'm gonna translate that as well. Angesprochen auf Textebene vom neuen Album, wo bei den Kritikern gilt, nicht nur mal gut ist weggekommen, sondern teilweise auch ja, ziemlich harsch ist schon unter die Räder gekommen, muss ich sagen. Einerseits, dass es halt einfach auch immer darauf abkommt, was das man von Musik erwartet. Und wenn man tiefe Texte will oder Leonard Cohen, dann sieht man auch bei Guss nicht am richtigen Ort. Aber wenn man Freshness, Sexiness und Live Power will, dann natürlich. Und dann fragt sich this. So, we're back on the topic of playing live, boys. I think it's the time to play another song.
Yeah, this one is called Call Me, also in a very stripped down version.
Cool. Hit it.
Call me.
Call Me, Unplugged, More or Less Unplugged, hier im Studio am Randweg 21. Ich finde es sehr schön, Sie sind vorbeikommen, oder?
Ja, voll. Such a pleasure.
Very much, and I'm just sad. I'm pleased that you come by, even though we're, yeah, really kind of an underground radio, so it's nice you're not like just dropping by at Swiss radio station.
We consider ourselves like still like an underground band. The music we play is not the typical charts music, so we are like sometimes invading charts. Sometimes we're not even in the charts. Mm-hmm. It's all about playing live and playing for people who are interested in something new, something fresh and personal. So that's our core. We don't consider ourselves like a band who made it also. We're still in search of who we are.
And since you are independent, mm-hmm. you still can do what you want. You have no label telling you what you have to do and how to do it, right?
Yeah, that's very important. Because we're pretty creative also when it comes to videos, and we have a certain point of view of how we want to see our career. Like for this album, we decided not to make music videos, but we made one long feature, like a 14-minute film, let's say, that is a portrait of the album.
Okay.
And you see us moving in our studio, and it's kind of weird. It's a bit like David Lynch kind of vibe.
Oh, yeah.
But it fits the album really well.
Okay, we're going to try to load it up on our account as well, so that everybody out there can have a look at it. Yeah. It's available on YouTube as well.
I'm not sure it's on YouTube. I think it's on Apple Music.
Okay. So, are we going to try that? Speaking of the sound you play and the new album as well, having shows in Switzerland and whole Europe, yeah?
Touring in whole November Europe? We do Germany, Holland and Switzerland.
Okay. And is there already a plan for a festival summer next year?
Next summer? No, but we're taking all requests.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying it, because as you may know, like Switzerland has one of the biggest festival scenes mm-hmm. in Europe. So
we've been to a lot of festivals in Switzerland, and I'm sure this summer there will be some good ones as well for us.
It would be nice to see your name on the lineups again, definitely.
Yeah.
So guys, that's in fact that's the moment you can tell the listeners of Bern
what they need to hear.
Yeah, what they need to hear and why they should come to your show in a month.
There's gonna be free beer.
yeah.
No, I think if you want to have a night out on a Sunday evening, you have to come to our show in
Bern?
Yeah, in Bern.
So we'll be there, and I think you're going to like the place, because Dachstock is really like a very, very nice venue to play. And I'm looking forward to have you back in a month. Take care.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks
for
having us.
And safe travel to Lausanne for this afternoon.
Thanks, man.
Weil Guss werden heute Nachmittag noch auf Couleur 3 sein. Also hier Schulterschluss ins Wäldchen, für die, die das dann dort auch noch hören wollen. Sie waren noch zu Zürich gewesen, Anfangs Woche im Virus und haben dort auch noch mit dem Schweizer Radio geredet. Very nice. Guys, goodbye and take care.
Bye-bye. See you in a month.